Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, November 30, 2009, 4 p.m. Board of Equalization, November 30, 2009.
This meeting is on session. Would you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the side wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Please call the roll, please.
Commissioner Bousquet?
Here.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Here.
McLaurin?
Here. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. They were with your agenda. What is your pleasure?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. Questions? Deletion? Addition? Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLaurin?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Next is the approval of the payroll. Reviewed it. There's no problems.
So moved it, accept the payroll, the claims. Accept it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the payroll claim. Questions? Call roll.
McNair?
Yeah.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLaurin?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, we'll now recess to the Board of Equalization. Tony?
Okay, call this meeting in order. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the site. Walton. Near to the entrance of the County Board of Commissioners room and it is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Roll call, please.
McLaurin?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes. Approval of minutes of the previous meeting, October 19, 2009.
I'll move we approve the minutes as printed.
I'll second it.
We need a roll call.
McLaurin?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes. Miscellaneous agenda items. Boys and Group Home and Investment Trust consider an approval and application and accept an exception of a list of vehicles that the Boys and Group Home has requested for the tax exempt. Bob?
We have an motor vehicle tax exempt application for the Boys and Girls Home. They have purchased another 5 vehicles. They use these for their social service programs in Nebraska. They're the same as we. This is the third time we've done this, but they purchased another 5 cars. We're recommending for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Move and seconded to approve the tax exemption for these 5 vehicles. Roll call, please.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLaurin?
Yes.
Board members, any report? I don't think there's any. Board members report? Public comments? Anyone from the public want to make any comments? If there's any now in the various business, there are any. So we need to move to the adjournment meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second.
Let's move and second it. Roll call, please.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLaurin?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Okay. With that, we'll reconvene now to the Board of Commissioners. Next up on the agenda is Chad Kurt and approval of an engineering of C Street. Chad?
Chad Kurt with Olson Associates. We met with Fred a couple of weeks ago and discussed the paving of C Avenue Phase 1, which is between 39th Street and South Sioux and 48th Street. And The paving would consist of about 3,300 feet long. We estimated it to be 28 feet wide, with earth shoulders. We'd have to reshape the ditch. We did figure in, I think there's four different field entrances or roadways that we would need pipe under. And the total estimated cost, including engineering, we had estimated at $753,120. In the engineering design and survey, the agreement that's before you is for $55,100. And then construction engineering services, if needed during construction, would be done based on a time and expense basis.
Is that all curb and gutter?
We assumed it would be just a rural section, so no curb and gutter along the whole thing.
Okay.
The ditches that are there are fairly non-existent.
Yeah.
So we think they'd have to be graded, probably to drain to the north, probably to the highway ditch and then out. But right now, just be a rural section of earth ditches on each side.
Is it going to require any more right of way, or can we?
We assume that it should be 66 foot right of way, so that should be plenty.
That'll be plenty. Is time critical?
Yeah. We figured, I guess, we thought we would, it would probably be a spring or early spring letting, with construction start late spring. And then it would be able to be completed next year, which I think the agreement with the city is that it has to be done by the end of 2010.
Right.
So I don't think getting a construction, I think we've got plenty of time to do that.
Is 28, is that what we have to put it in?
I think the minimum's either 22 or 24. I think that's dependent on the traffic volume. And then some shoulders on each side. We estimated 28 feet. I don't know that it has, if we can make it narrower. I would probably not recommend going any narrower than 24 feet. That'd be two 12-foot lanes.
What's North Bluff Road?
Yeah, because that ain't that
wide. How wide is North Bluff Road? Do you know, Fred?
I think that's only 22, or it isn't very wide.
Yeah, no,
that's 22. I remember that. That's the reason why I was asking the question.
If you do it 28 feet wide and basically say that you have two 24-foot lanes, you know, that gives you 2 foot of paved shoulder on each side, and then you'd have your... Then you'd have some additional earth shoulders beside that.
With the amount of traffic that road's going to pick up, I would, instead of having to go on and add on another 2 foot of shoulder later on, it'd be, I don't know. I know it's going to cost more money, but I hate to see things done in halves.
With the truck traffic and farm equipment that drives down any of the roads anymore.
Would there be turn lanes on there?
We didn't figure any. I don't know that there's enough traffic to justify turn lanes at this point. I mean, that's certainly something we can look at. But I guess just based on what's out there today, I didn't think it was needed at this point. And keep some of those costs down.
Since time isn't critical, I think I'm going to recommend we table this till our next meeting. Give Dick and I and Fred a chance to get together. That's all right.
That's fine.
I just got this copy today, and we can spend a little time.
Any problem?
No, I have no problem with that.
Then we'll table it and have it put on the next agenda for discussion coming from the road committee. You can be here.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chad.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chad. Okay, moving to the next item, board to designate Dakota County Recovery Zone. First, we have a resolution 9C 019. resolution designating Dakota County Recovery Zone area. Whereas the Nebraska Department of Economic Development has invited all counties and local governments within the state of Nebraska to apply for an allocation of volume cap authority to issue recovery zone bonds authorized pursuant to the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. And whereas the act encourages economic development within designated recovery zones for the public infrastructure and facilities, now therefore be it resolved by the county to designate the following area as recovery zone. I don't think I'll go into that. So it is before you. You have a copy. Question? Action?
So that dollar, the dollars on this is going to come to the county?
Don't think I can answer that, but I guess yes it would, but then it would be reissued. These are county, these are funds under the stimulus bill for counties to use for the Recovery Act.
Yeah. Okay.
For recovery zones.
We sub-allocated our allocation to project in South Sioux. We sub-allocated our funds. We did that several meetings ago.
Okay. So how many dollars are we talking here?
I don't think I know. I know I don't know.
So we sub-allocated it to
millions.
Millions? And so we sub-allocated all that to South Sioux?
It would come through us to South Sioux for their Recovery Act, their actions in economic development, I think.
Yeah. It's their project. We didn't have a project. So we threw them our funds.
And we didn't get anything out of it.
Eventually we will.
I don't think so.
And taxes.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And economic development. But in order for their projects to go ahead, they need to have a recovery, this recovery zone designated by the county.
Any other questions? What's your desire?
Well, I think we need to take some of this recovery money and pave C Avenue.
You can't. It's not designated for that purpose. But
well,
nice thought.
He's going to use it.
Good thought.
You say it was like almost a million then?
Millions.
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 Well, that'd cover that.
Millions, millions.
There's a lot of criteria.
What we're up to is the fact that this has to be done before the 4th of December, because that's when the deadline is on this recovery. If we don't act on it, then the money becomes available to other counties.
Other counties. Hmm.
Oh, boy.
What would we say later on? We would be getting responsible for some of the money. Yes, the taxes, and you know, or what? Or you say
this basically does not cost the county anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's money that would come to the county from the stimulus bill, okay, and then be redesignated to the city to be used in economic development.
That must have been quite a while back, because I can't remember.
Maybe you were gone.
I must have been.
It wasn't that long ago.
I can't remember. I don't know.
It was.
Do you guys remember that?
I know we were talking about some stimulus.
October 9th. October 9th.
The meeting of October 9th.
We had $1,401,000 for a public entity project, and then a non-public entity was $2,102,000, and we sub-allocated that. And now there are counties that didn't use their money, that they did not have an economic development project that qualified for this money. So now it's round two. So they're asking now again that we declare this recovery zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are now applying for round two, trying to get some of that undeclared monies that we're kind of no longer in the running.
What's your desire?
So they need an action from the county board. Do we need a motion to that? Or?
Yeah, we have to approve this resolution. Actually, we have two of them. But this is the first one.
So if we do nothing, South Sioux, the county doesn't get any money, and then we won't have any to allocate.
That's correct.
South
That's
Sioux won't get any money either.
Don't get any money either.
This is money for the county to be used within the county. It has to come through the county to get to the city.
If it doesn't cost us anything, you know, and it's going to benefit someone,
well, what I got running around back of my mind, maybe I'm all wet. What about Homer? If it's county money,
right? But they don't have a project that qualifies.
They don't qualify.
They don't.
That's what she said.
Well, I don't know that.
That's done with the project qualifying done. This is round two. You already sub-allocated your money.
Okay.
I saw want to authorize the resolution one for the economic development.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve resolution 9C019. Questions, comments from the board? None from public?
I'm Lou Franco. I guess my question would be, so evidently the city has some projects that they need done?
Yeah. This is money for development projects that they have within in a given zone here that will be coming into this area. They have redesignated the zone for a business area, as I understand it, and they have companies that will be coming into it, and this money will help those companies. So indirectly, this money is stimulus money. It comes into the county to help entice new businesses in here that we will eventually tax and receive additional revenue from.
Okay.
As long as the city don't blight that area and make it not taxable.
That's what I'm with you on that.
That I don't know that's going to happen. I don't know one way or the other.
Yeah.
But even a blighted area, not that I'm encouraging it, eventually that goes off and comes in and still is taxable. It might be down the road a few more years, but it still becomes taxable, like a TIF. And although you may or may not like a TIF, it still helps to rejuvenate and build economic development and increases your property tax base. So eventually down the road, you're going to receive more. If you don't do it, you know you're not going to get anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like buying a lottery ticket. If you don't have one, you can't get anything.
So then when it's TIF, then that's when the city gets the tax money, tax dollar?
No.
No.
Money is used for infrastructure to improve the district area.
Which is in the city?
Well, could be in the city. I don't know if this area has been rezoned or not at this time. I think this area that the city and Dakota City was rezoning or in the process of rezoning. This is not in that area. This is in the county as I see it.
So I guess my question would be, if you don't know where it's going to be allocated, how do you know whether you want to vote on it or not? I mean, I understand your point as far as no matter where it is, economic development is good.
Wherever it's going to be within the county.
Right.
And this is area that I, as I see by the design of it, it is within city area, and some of it's in the county.
So where are those areas?
Let's see.
There's map.
It's west of South Ridge Plaza, which means okay, it's north of Old Highway 20. And I think it goes down as far as Golf Road.
Okay, so it's anywhere in this area then?
Yes.
Right.
In the black? And then is it on this one in the orange then?
Yeah, inside the orange.
Yeah.
Oh, inside the orange.
Inside the orange. And inside the black. See, this here is IBP Road. And this is Old Highway 20.
Okay, that's all I have.
See, when they have turf, if they want to put for, like, paving, they can take that money and pay for their paving like they did out there at the gasohol plant. They can pay for their paving and they have water, you know, to take, run and everything. That's what they can spend there until they get that all paid for, then we start getting money. That's what a turf called, what he said.
A TIF?
That's a TIF. Okay. That's what he just said.
Okay.
And that's what it is, so. But sooner or later, it's got to come.
We can use stimulus money or wait. If the government wants to hand out the money, then let's take it.
Thank you.
I need to have something for the motion. Do we notify Albright area?
Do we what?
Notify.
So that they can't take it or blight it.
I can't answer that. I don't know.
You're wanting to add to the resolution?
I guess that's what they're asking.
Well, Tony made a motion to accept their
resolution.
But could we add to that that, you know, instead of letting them tip it so that it's 10 years out before we get any tax dollars generated off that or blight that area? I'm just throwing it out. You know, we're giving up millions. And sure, eventually we're going to get some tax dollars off of it. But
I don't think we're giving up millions. They're not our dollars. They're federal dollars that we have the ability to capture for economic development. They're not our dollars. We didn't. They're just passing through us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can see it's money that we would have never got. Let's just put it that way.
It's money that you would not get for economic development to improve the county tax base, is correct?
The way that I see the resolution is that we want to benefit the county. I mean, somehow, and that's, we're not going to put up any money ourselves. I don't see why we should just lose that money. Somebody else will get it, like Bill said, you know, we don't get it, somebody else will.
I see where the county can benefit from it, but I got to pass memory.
Basically, it boils down to whether you want to accept
12% thing kind of haunts me.
Whether you want to take and use the federal money for your benefit or not, that's what it amounts to.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Somebody else will.
Are you ready to vote?
McLarty?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes, with some reservations.
Brody?
Yes.
Neer?
Yeah.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Moving to moving now to resolution 9C20. Resolution designating Dakota County Recovery Zone area, whereas the Nebraska Department of Economic Development has invited all counties and local governments within the state of Nebraska to apply for allocations of volume cap authority to issue recovery zone bonds authorized pursuant to the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, and whereas the act encourages economic development within designated recovery zones for private business activity, now therefore be resolved that the county to designate the following area as a recovering zone area, and this is a different area. This is coming down Dakota Avenue. It includes the Tyson and going west from Tyson and BPI. It actually encompasses the Roth Industrial. And it's basically the same thing, using the same stimulus money.
I would move to approve resolution 09C-020.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve resolution 9C-20. Questions or comments from the board? We're going down the same road, just different section.
I would like to say I praise South Sioux City's economic development. They do a great job. Without them, we wouldn't have what we have today, and I think we need to work with them on this project.
Any other comments from the board? Public? Call roll.
Busquet?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yeah.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Did you sign all three copies?
Moving on to the next item. Authorize the chair to sign the Department of Economic Development applications for allocation of uncommitted recovery zone bond volume cap authority. That just gives me the authority to sign for you.
So moved to authorize the chair to sign those.
Second.
Questions from the board? That's this thing. It's that guy. Okay. Question the board? Call roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yeah.
I did.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yeah. Did I have a motion?
Yeah.
I thought I did, but I got detracted.
Yeah.
Motion carried. Okay.
I didn't vote.
Is that?
But I guess all right.
Didn't you vote?
Jeez.
Huh?
No.
Where are we? I got lost at a turn.
I need a yes from you, and then I'll go to him.
Pardon?
I need a yes from you, and then I'll go to him.
Yes.
Just getting a yes. Thank you.
Okay. Like I said, I got sidetracked here somewhere along the way.
That's 4:30. That's it.
Is that him?
Like a call back.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to call him before we go into executive session?
I don't know his number. Yeah, now you got to push that on button.
Something.
Okay.
On the deal.
If we'd have been able to
push it.
Dakota County Commissioner's Office. Hello.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, Vince.
We're ready to go into executive session.
It's now 4:30. I need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to go into executive session. Any questions from the board? Call roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yeah.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
Mr. Valentino?
I'm here.
Okay. With your permission, I'd like to have the county attorney remain and also our jail administrator. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Everybody else, we need to clear the room. I'm going first. You guys ready to go? Okay. Machine's on. I'm ready.
I'll make a motion to come out of the executive session.
Motion made and seconded to come out of executive session. Call roll.
Rudy?
Yes.
McNear?
Yeah.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Fiskay?
Yes.
Okay, we're now back into open session. Move to the next item.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize the chair to sign the necessary documentation for Attorney Valentino.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded for the chair to be able to sign the form for Mr. Valentino. Questions or comments? Hearing none, call roll.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Fiskay?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Moving to the next item, miscellaneous items. There are none.
Bill? We didn't, we skipped over the road committee up there towards the top, talking about the turn lane.
Okay, I'm sorry, I crossed it off.
You want to talk about it?
I guess I don't.
No, I don't.
Okay, road committee, go.
To make that intersection safer to the public, I thought it'd be better to increase the turn lane on the northbound traffic going into, there's a lot of elevator traffic, a lot of truck traffic. And also, and it's not included in this discussion, but southbound traffic turn lane. The river tracks will go there a little bit, but I don't think that'll be a problem. So not only northbound, but also southbound. I think we need to request the Nebraska Department of Transportation to address those problems.
So when the trucks come out, they can go south too. So it ain't so bad, you mean?
Well, turning in.
Yeah.
Southbound turning in.
Right.
It gets them off the highway because they're slowing down.
There's only back. There's only room for one semi.
I know.
From the south.
I seen that the other day, two or three semis trying to get off. I will make that motion to go to them and see if we can't get that.
Northbound and southbound.
Right. There.
Right. So I understand the motion. Is your motion approving the chair to sign a letter to the state requesting this?
Right.
Second. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Motion made and seconded to request or to allow the chair to sign a request to the state on the turning lane on 77. Discussion? Comment? Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Fiskay? Rudy? Fiskay?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
McNear?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now, to committee reports.
I didn't have any meeting.
None? No committee report? Member reports? Okay, I would point out, first of all, I had a meeting this afternoon with M Plus Associates on the energy grant that we received under the stimulus bill, and we talked about that this afternoon. He's going to develop the specs for us, but in December he's going to talk to the different department heads within the building to get their comments on the energy so that he can write up the specs and have them before you in January. That was the basis of our discussion on that. The other thing that I would point out is that I think we all received it here, but I've informed the public that Joan has been selected as a recipient for the County Administrator Assistant of the Year and for NERMA, and she will receive that award next Wednesday in Lincoln. So we're very proud of her achievement,
and I think she's very shy and bashful about it, but she will be down there to receive it next Wednesday. Public comment. Is there anything that the public would like to talk to the board about that was not on the agenda?
There's some things here that you omitted on the agenda, period.
You're kidding me.
No.
What did I miss?
Zone facility.
Pardon?
No, you did the other one.
Road committee.
And then down about toward the bottom.
I did it.
Yeah, miscellaneous agenda.
I asked for it.
Really?
There was no response. I asked for it. I didn't even have anything.
That is it.
I'll briefly explain it.
The Census Bureau.
Okay.
Census Bureau.
Oh, Census Bureau. I don't see it on here.
They want to use the commissioner's room.
About commissioner committee report.
They want to use the commissioner's room between the dates of February the 15th and May the 1st. I would like to be able to allocate Wednesdays and Thursdays for that purpose. I filled out the form here. I just want everybody to know it. What?
It's not on my sheet.
Yeah, it is.
But it's on this one. Okay.
It's February what now? February 16th.
February the 15th through May the 1st.
Okay.
For the Census Bureau to use the commissioner's room on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's on the one that was sent out by email.
Yeah, I got it right. I got mine.
There you go.
Okay, that was it.
Okay.
I think that one says preliminary. Does it? No? No? Okay. But anyway.
No problem. We got it in there.
I would like to be able to go ahead and fax this off to him. With the disclaimer that if space is not available on a particular day, that we could let him use another room or possibly City Hall.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to go ahead. Second.
Motion made and seconded to authorize the U.S. Census Bureau to use the commissioner room. Discussion? Questions? Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Biscay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there anything else? I'm doing
the preliminary one, Ken.
Huh?
This is the preliminary one.
Okay. Being nothing else, then, public comment. I'll go back to that. Seeing nobody approached, then, emergency business? I assume there's none. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn this meeting. Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Biscay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.